D'accord.
I have young children. Most of them are over 18. Two are actually under 18. Those ones over 18, they've left Brunei. Three are in Melbourne, and two are in Vancouver. And they're very happy there. I ask myself a question. What have I done to them to actually make them leave Brunei? I must have done a good job in making them pretty self-sufficient. I did pay, though, initially. No, not to leave. I did pay for their education in Vancouver and in Melbourne. And I think they have tasted, a difference. And that's probably why they've decided now to just stay back, get a job, and pick up some experience. But what would I advise an 18-year-old? You know, when I came back last night, the first thing I did was picked up magazines and papers and stuff, and asked friends, you know, what would be something I would give to an 18-year-old who's actually going into life, working life. And one of them actually came back with a speech of Steve Jobs. And I've got it here. I'm not going to read the speech, but I'm going to pick up the essence. And I think it's particularly relevant here because Steve, in his Stanford speech, talked about what he calls the single best invention of life. If I could just quote the paragraph I picked out and finished off as an advice for the 18-year-old. Quote, I can now say this to you with a bit more certainty than when death was a useful but purely intellectual concept. No one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet death, the destination we all share, no one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is most likely the single best invention of life. It is life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old, like me, and be cleared away. Steve said, sorry to be so dramatic, but it is quite true. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life, number one. Number two, don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Number three, don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most importantly, he said, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Bless his soul. I hope we learn from these lessons.
Thank you. Thank you.